The second act begins with the prelude on the cliffs of Cornwall, which sets the scene on a desolate seashore. Avis enters into a flirtation with young Jack, so Mark concludes that her broken heart is mended and that he can declare his love for Thyrsa. He begins to collect driftwood for a warning beacon as he sings of his forbidden love, but from the cliffs above, Thyrsa calls him to stop. She throws herself into his arms and they declare their love in a passionate duet. Together, they plan to leave Cornwall for some distant country, and as a last gesture of defiance, Thyrsa hands Mark the torch to set the beacon ablaze. Unseen by the lovers, Pasco appears on the cliff above, and as they leave, he calls to Thyrsa, stumbles down the cliff path, and falls senseless by the fire, where he is discovered by the town watchers, who are therefore convinced that he is indeed the traitor who has been setting out the warning beacons.